Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com, the week of Monday, January 29th. I've been on vacation the last couple of weeks, so we should be back to a regular Monday schedule here. Running a bit late this morning, we've got March corn down 5 cents at 441 and a quarter, March wheat down 8 and a quarter cents at 592, and March beans down 12 and a quarter cents at 596 and a half. The meal is making 18-month lows out here. It's down 250, and the oil is down another 56 ticks. Markets certainly look weak out here. The crude oil has broken more than $2 a barrel off of last night's high. The weather in Argentina, they had a few rains around, but it looks like it's going to be hotter and drier. Obviously, the market doesn't seem too concerned about that for the time being, but markets certainly been acting weak here. The question is, do the funds want to cover anything? If we look at the numbers from Friday's Commitment of Traders reports, I have the funds now short 272,000 contracts of corn, about 40,000 wheat, about 119 beans, short 23 meal, and about 61 oil. So at some point, you know, we're getting really very oversold, near record positions, short positions in the corn. They've been waiting for the American farmer to blow out of their long position here. They seem pretty stubborn about holding on to it. The longer they hold on to it, you know, it makes it tougher to rally this market. But, you know, at some point, maybe the funds just want to take some profits out here. We'll have to see. It's interesting that the crude oil is down $1 a barrel with all that's happening in the Middle East. We're waiting for President Biden's response to the three U.S. soldiers being killed in the Middle East. I think he's got to take something, you know, very serious and very dramatic as a response to these attacks on American soldiers. You can't let these Hutu rebels backed by Iran get away with this kind of nonsense. So, you know, it's a real shame, and I hope the president attacks really hard in what I would call an unproportional response to these attacks. Dow Jones is just a little bit firmer here this morning. Really, there isn't a whole lot of news in this grain market. China did allow, put the Argentinian wheat on an approved list, so that might take some of the export market out of the U.S. here. Not that China's been a big buyer of U.S. wheat, but, you know, if they're approving Argentina now, it gives them another source. So overall, you know, I just don't see anything friendly here for the time being. I think if we do rally, it'll be a response of the funds taking profits on short positions out here. For the week, we've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got the Fed open market on Wednesday. Aside from that, relatively quiet week out here. But we'll see if the new month can bring some higher prices, maybe Friday, maybe next Monday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.